Gertrude Meany, Reel 4. Yes, you were saying you gave your bread to your husband's.
Yes, yes. And he had to, and they took it all because they were really more hungry than women were. They were, because he took it and put it in into, I don't know where, under his shirt or something, and he ate it up when he came then home. All did it. It means not all, but all where the wife did it to the husbands.
How did he look?
To the father.
When you saw your husband, how did he look?
Oh, I can't tell you. Quite different. First thing, they had all women's heads, and how should I say, short trousers. And it was cold, it was in winter as well. And shoes, and on top, just shirts, but I can't tell you how they looked. That looked incredible for today. Because they, not the size was right, it was with us the same. Because after this decision, work or a concentration camp, we were naked, so each of us got a frock. Well, my frock was as long as this one and as big as this one, not a real frock for myself. And that was all what out, came out of the other transport, how the people came, you know, and where the clothes I had, what I, when I arrived there, came also into a bag, and the next one got it. You know, it was just, so my frock was, well, I can't describe it. It was as long as that, as wide as that, and the sleeves hanging like that, so I couldn't carry it, wear it at all. And nothing under it, cold, you know. Nothing under it, only a frock we got in our shoes. And then when we came to the ghetto, so where we were living and where we were parting into different huts, I remember once I saw it in the television years ago, and I remember I was on number 8. The hut was number 8, and there I was. But that is not important, it was only a number of one of the huts, they looked all the same.
Were you ever tattooed?
Yes, here. Yes, it was.
When would that have been done, Gertrude?
Oh, yes. In coming into Theresienstadt, before we came into the camp. So there, we didn't know what happened. We passed the table, each of us passed the table, here, and that was done. And we only saw it then. Afterwards, we didn't know what they're doing. Nobody told us anything. But it was, you know, when I think about it, all this treatment was so unhuman. Not that they said something. When you are our enemies or anything, nothing, never, never.
Who guarded you? Who were the guards? Who kept you in order?
Well, in Auschwitz we had one guard, and he was awful. He was in his private life before. That's what we were told. I don't know if it was true, but we were told then it was true. That he was already a prisoner. That he was a thief. And then he got the top of the of Auschwitz concentration camp. Very tall, big man. And, you know, I had this I told you already, I think I told you already, that I had his luck, that I had the job, that I counted the alarm. And one day, so it was in a way a big job. And one day, an SS man came and called me, "You must come with us." Two came. So I went through the camp via the man who was sitting, you know, the guard of the camp, and I had to go with them. And all the girls, when I left, they said, "Goodbye to you, you certainly never come back again. What you have done or something. You certainly never come back again. So we will pray for you, but we know all you never come back." Because they thought I go straight away, as I had this job, you know, to count, so I suppose I had a bad name. So straight off she can go in the camp, in the chamber to be burned. So they took me, and they took me to the highest man whom I knew when he came to control with his people the camp. So I recognized him, and he said, he was sitting at the desk. So he said there in front of the, I will never forget it, in front of the desk here, lie on the floor. So I thought that he will shoot me. But the desk there only, now I don't know what I thought. I suppose I thought so. Now I will lie down there. So I had to lie down. He was sitting there, and I had to lie down there on the floor. And he said, "There is a box. Take the box and bring it out." So again, what did I think? That it's only something to kill me. Because it was all, how should I say, concentration camp was so that it was all death. What you were called when it was, some said, "Oh, she will die." So I brought the box out. And he said, "Come on, stand up. Take the box." So I said, "I will take the box and the box will explode." I didn't know what I think, but I thought it's my death that I thought. So he said, "Open the box." So I opened the box, and in the box there are four apples. Can you imagine what I thought in this moment? Just ordinary big apples were in this box. "And which box you will take back to the camp, and there you can share it and eat it how you want." Can you imagine from the highest SS man a feeling to give me apples to eat them up? But I really, years I couldn't understand it, why he wanted it.
Was it because you were doing your roll call, the counting? Was it a little sort of thank you because you were doing the roll call? Do you think?
Well, I can't answer that. I don't know what you mean with it. In a way, he said, "You do it very well. You do it very well." And perhaps that he had this human being, he wanted to tell it to me. I don't know. Because everybody was so afraid of him. I including. That's why I thought to come to him. It must be this.
You were saying that the other women were, I think you implied they were a bit jealous of you because you had this job of doing the counting.
Yes, and perhaps that I did it properly because I've got to buy, to write it in the book. It's a book, I don't know, once a month or once a week, it came, went into control, the book. And perhaps that I did the job good for him.
Did that cause you problems, the fact that they were a bit jealous of you? Did it, was it a problem for you?
The girls, some of the girls, oh truly, because I also shared the bread when it came. The bread came and was already sliced in loaves, and I have got to give each, I forgot now, one or two that I forgot. And what was left, I gave them to the girls who were already ill or something, you know, what, who needed it more. And then some came to me and said, "You eat it up, and you don't eat it, you are stealing us." Oh yes, some were like that. But then I had the other one who were so much on my side, you know, and who knew it. I never, never took a slice more than I really deserved. Never. Because, it was my job. As a matter of fact, I was very lucky in this way. You know that some girls were so hungry that however one girl put it in his pocket and said, "I will eat it later," the other girl stole it already to her. It was no good to save bread because it's, in other words, looked it and said, was so hungry that take it away from the other one. But that was a very personal thing. And I can't remember that I was over hungry ever. Can't remember that at all. So I suppose if I would have been, I would remember it. So that's it.
Did you know about the gas chambers at Auschwitz?
Sorry?
Did you know about the gas chambers at
yes.
Auschwitz?
Yes. The gas chambers, I only knew so much that either one gets into the gas chamber and then the switch is on. And if one doesn't go into the gas chamber, the switch is off and one goes, always we are told it is on switch. The moment the gas chamber, one has got to go to the next room and the switch goes on and the gas came out, they were locked up there and died. And the other one they locked was off and we were out to the workroom, working bar.
So what other work did you do at Auschwitz?
Sorry?
What were you mainly doing at Auschwitz? What other work did you do?
That we went out to clear, for instance, Hamburg a lot. Every day by bus went to Hamburg because it was very near to Hamburg by bus. And there we cleared the street. That's what we did really everywhere. Then in Neuengamme, there was a factory that I remember, Neuengamme, yes. There we went. And there we went in little huts, and every morning, early in the morning, we went into the factory which was next door. It was the factory, and these little huts were just outside of the factory. And there we started to work on machines. If you ask me today, I don't know what it was. The only thing was that somehow like cellophane came out. That I remember very well. But what for it was, we haven't had an idea. But we looked at each other like that and said, oh my gosh, why are you so green in the face? We looked at each other and saw that we were green in our face. The color was green. What it was, we don't know. And that only months and months later disappeared when we hadn't been there anymore. But so long we were there and they were working, we were all green. Whatever was naked, hands and face were green. We until now, don't know what it was. I never inquired about it because I wasn't interested in it. I survived and that's it.
Did you ever go to the hospital in Auschwitz?
In Auschwitz? No.
Did you know about Dr.
I knew a doctor there who did it, who went every morning. So that was always a funny thing. In one of the barracks, a young girl was, the leader of the barracks. Like I was on number 8, in a way. I and another lot, we were two girls, looking after the barrack number 8. But this girl there, on the last barrack, was alone there. And he, the doctor, who came every day to Auschwitz, and went really from block to block. He never looked at anybody. But he said it was number 8, it's number 7, it's number 6, and so only in the last one, where this girl was, he stayed. And there he stayed well more than an hour. A long time. We all observed, is he gone? Is he gone? No. And we asked him the girl and said, the girl said, oh, he's making the books here. That's what she always said. And true was that the girls in this barrel knew that he locked the door of the little place where the top person always was, and there she's got a little table, and that he was there, used her as a... I said, yeah, she was very pretty, very young, blonde, and always an hour, and we all knew, I don't know how we knew it, but we knew it, that he was her boyfriend. And that's why he kept, in a way, the other husband matter to him. And I remember that some girls say, only we are lucky that he's staying with her, then he doesn't punish us.
Did you know anything about the medical experiments there? The...
That's deep, but I forgot it. No. If somebody would mention it, I would say, yes, that was him.
How about your...
And in a way, you know, we loved him, because... We all thought that he saved us.
This is Dr. Mengele. Dr. Mengele,
yeah.
You loved.
So,
what was he like?
Very good looking, very tall man, very much in good uniform, you know. I don't know what uniform was, but a high unit, an officer's uniform. You know, not the soldier's uniform, that's recognized. But I don't know what his name was. And the funny thing is that the transport of this girl where she went, she came with a sister. And I knew them very well from Prague. And both of them, we were told the transport where they came in the transport from Theresienstadt, this transport went straight away to the gate guard chambers. Only this girl and her sister stayed alive and came to the camp. Because I even remember it, they came to the camp with the soldiers and alone. So their transport was gone, but because this top man chose his girl, so she could take, she could, her sister survived as well.
I wonder, Gertrude, what your state of mind would have been like at this time. Were you very worried for your husband, for instance?
Yes, yes. I can't really remember. It was only always the feeling they will survive and we won't, you know. They have got it very good as they are together with the top man. That we, you understand what I mean?
These two young girls, that they would survive, yes, and you wouldn't.
Yes.
Did you expect to be...
Yes, survive, and we always said, oh, we will take her home, and she's safe.
But you didn't...
And what happened to us, we didn't know, really. Not honestly, no. We didn't know that the gas chamber is a gas chamber. No. We only know, well, this transport had to die. And, you know, especially, I must say, there came sometimes what I remember, German, old ladies only from a certain age, but German, from Germany. I can't remember from where. And they arrived all, and nearly all, started to cry and then they got some poison and they drank something and all were dead next day. It wasn't a radiation. So they said, couldn't transport them. If they were too old or wild, that I don't know. Or if it was just like from Theresienstadt, many transport went straight away to the gas chamber. Then in Theresienstadt they knew it. Only we didn't know it. There was only this man I told you, Arthur Meissner. He knew it. If they are going to the camp on to the camp or if they are burned straight away, the transport. Because he, in the end, he and his family went as well and never came back. But they were in the last, more or less, that's what I was told, in one of the last transport when the Theresienstadt was finished and closed.
When did your husband die? Was that in Auschwitz?
My husband survived the whole war, On the way home, they walked home, the transport, from a certain place to a certain place that I forgot now at the moment. And when they walked, they were told, whoever will be stopping, whatever it is for, if it's spending penny, you're not allowed to stop. And whoever stops is shot straight away. And the friend who told me, who was walking next to him, told me then, when they came back from the camp, and I met some of it, so he said, well, you know, Erwin had two shoes. He had on one sandal and one shoe with string on one foot. And the string opened, and he just bent it down to make a knot on the string, and this moment he was shot and stayed in the string. Yes. So that was on the end of the war, he survived it all. And was only shot on the end because They told me a friend who was walking next to me, you know. So that is definitely true.
Did you ever, when you went outside to work from Auschwitz, did you ever see any of the German people or the Polish people? You know,
no, only the soldiers and the people who looked after us, because it was all empty. No people living there. The Hamburg people were living on the other side and not allowed to this part where we were working. But even the soldiers, you know, because we were for this work. Until then we were not dressed. But to go to Hamburg in working, we all got coats. And that was grey and blue striped. You know, like a dressing gown. Sorry. Like a dressing gown in grey and blue striped. So that was our uniform, because we all had the same. And when we were working, you know, sometimes I remember on my own, I was tired and stopping work, and the soldier came and started to hit me on the back. I've got still a sign in my back when I was hit, because it was on my bone in the middle. They had no feeling. They were educated to it that Jews are the underhuman people in the world, and they must be killed because they are so bad. They are bad to us.
Were you with people who weren't Jews in Auschwitz? Were there people with you who weren't Jewish?
Who were not? In our camp? No.
You were all Jewish, were you?
All Jewish. Only the people who came to control us were SS people.
And would you have been all different nationalities, or would you have all been from Czechoslovakia?
Well, my transport was only from Czechoslovakia. From different towns, but from Czechoslovakia and Vienna together, with Austrian passport or Czech passport. It was my transport. Well, I don't know what to say. I don't know what I should have done. I don't know. I suppose that the surviving strength is so big that other things don't matter.
Is that, were you hit?
That I was hit, or I wasn't afraid of it. And I suppose all the girls also.
Did you have a very strong will to live?
What can I? Yeah. I was left to my first husband and to my father, two people in the world. They are for me so important that I survived. I haven't had an idea that they wouldn't survive. I had only the wish I will survive to be with them. Because my mother was dead, and she was out of my world already. I saw too many dead people, you know. So mommy was not there anymore. But I reckon that my father and my sister, of course, lived, that she survived.
While you were in Auschwitz, while you were in Auschwitz, did you experience any bombing raids? Were there any air raids?
In Auschwitz, we were glad they came. The only between us with death, Can it be American or Britain? American or Britain? Oh, you are waiting for them every evening.